Okay, welcome to Zvachim Daf Beis. Zvachim Daf Beis, as we start a new world in our travels through Daf Yomi. The Chafetz Chaim, as we mentioned many times, was very emphatic and encouraging for learning Seder Kachim and Mesech Zvachim and Menachos in particular. He took a lot of the Achronish Svarim that was out of use, and the Gersos were problematic, and they didn't have good editions, and he himself put it together in the Asifas Akedim. It's one Sefer, if you want to get it, Asifas Akedim, on all of Seder Kachim, in one Sefer. So there it has, four of the great Achronim, which we'll be going through, the Chok Nasan, the Tzon Kachim, the Birchas HaZevach, and the Panim Meiros. So he put them all together, Al Seder Hadaf, all in one Sefer. And he also wrote Prakim, just like the Rambam has Yudalot Shirashim before the Sefer Mitzvahs, he wrote 12 Prakim called Maimer Torah Or. It's also printed separately, but Maimer Torah Or is a Hagdama to Asifa Zakedim, the gathering of the Zakedim wrote on Kachim, where he emphasizes and he says, I hope these 12 Prakim will encourage people and guide people through their learning of Kachim. So we've quoted in the past the last Parak, which is one of my favorite Prakim, Parak Yud Beis, which is all about what are we going to be asked? Maimer HaGemar Shoshon L'Adam L'Asid L'Avo Tzipisul Yeshua. What does Tzipisul Yeshua mean? Right, it has to be an internal, it has to be a feeling that we really hope for it. What does that mean that we really hope for it? It means that Klal Yisrael is getting ready, not just, oh, I wish. Right, if you love Shabbos, what do? We know Hilcha Shabbos cold. We want to make sure that we get the best experience of Shabbos. So if we yearn for Mashiach, so he says, you have to make sure that it's going to it's reflected in our actions. And that's where he says what I mentioned yesterday: Shekol Chelke Asvekas Yizbaru Lano Ide Eliyahu Aval Advarim Hapshute Hamuvuram BePasik UBeBiyer Shal Torah Shabal Peh Hamasur Lano KeBevur BeTorah Kohenim UBeGemara Halo Anu Tzvicha Matzmenu Ladas. And then he quotes the Gemara at the end of the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Baloscha, where Hashem appears to Moshe and Aaron, pitom, suddenly. And what does Rashi quote there from Chazal? That Miriam and Aaron started running, Mayim, Mayim, where's water, where's water? And Hashem was teaching them that that's the point. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was different, because I could appear to Moshe Rabbeinu at any moment, and he's got to be ready. That's why he's different Navi than everybody else. So says the Chafetz Chaim, so too, Mashiach is going to come pitom, as described in the Navi. We got to be ready for every second, Bezrat Hashem. That's what he talks about there. But back in the Hakdama to the first Perek, the Hakdama to the whole Sefer Mayim Torah Or, he also talks about the importance of learning Seder Kachim. As we know, the Gemara in Shabbos of Lamed Aleph is the source for all of Shisa Sidrei Mishnah, and based on the Pasuk in Yishayo, V'hayemunas Itecha Chosin Yishuas Chachma Vadas, so on that Pasuk, every word alludes to another Mesechta. So Chachma is Seder Kachim. Chachma Seder Kachim. So says the Chafetz Chaim. Ra'o Ra'inu. Sha'akasav Mechaneh Es HaSeder Hazeh B'Shem Chachma. Yan Ki Yesh Bo Rov Chachma Ma'ol Yoser Mishar Sedarim. That's called Chachma. And the Gemara, the Medrash. Vayara Elkim Es Ha'or Ki Tov Zeh Sefer Vayikra. She Yesh Bo Halachos Marubos. Ra'inu B'Avonaseinu HaRabim. Says the Chafetz Chaim. We see in our great sins. Sha'aseder Hazeh Hu Aluv Ma'od. This is an embarrassed Seder. She'ein Matsui Bo Mi She Yilmo bo, v'yafilu mi shalomdo, eino roe lasumiyuno bo. Even people who learn it, how much do they learn it? Okay, they learn it just to say they finished. Levad b'chad me elef mi yachidei hadar, except for one in a generation. V'yafilu mi shalomed ashas keseder, eino matzoi sheyasuk bo behisboninus, leida heitev bir hasugya, v'hamaskana lahalacha. Even people who learn it, do they learn kachim like they learn other mesechtas, like other limudim, making sure you have it clear, or just getting through it and say, okay, where's the next stop? Where's the magadata? Okay, there's not so much agadata seder kachim. You know what? We could also be ready for the halacha. But he said, there's halacha, there's lamdus, yeah, there's important dinim. Rak b'havar ba'alma, ukekori b'farshas karbanas. What do you think Chazal wanted when we read Karbanos? Ube'emes ma shefligu Chazal b'inyani yediyas ha-Karbanos. Go ma shamar b'megillah, kfar atikati seder Karbanos. Ena kavana sheyomer ha-psukim levad. V'lo yada pirushin u'biuran. And how many times should we say Ezel Makoman? First point is to say it, but then how many times do we know what it means? Elo she is bonin b'chol karban u karban ofane hakravaso. to know the details of every carbon and the symbolism of every carbon. Aval mishen asan lo kadosh baruch hu lev lilmod mitzvah lomos seder kashem. And he says then, again, this is the last point, and then we'll start. He says, we did start, but we'll start the vesachta. He says, and don't think I'm just talking to the people who don't learn anything. He says, no, I'm specifically talking about the people that learn. The people who can handle it. Be'emes, kol dvareinu hu la'anashim v'hacharedim l'dvar Hashem, shelo chaser lehem me'uma chas v'shalom, me'ikari hadas u'me'anfeha, v'shomrim kol prat mi'pradei ha'mitzvah, u'mechabevim me'od li'men ha'torah, lohem v'levneim b'chol nashim v'chol me'odam. I'm talking to all those people who dedicate their lives to Talmud Torah, to Torah mitzvahs. Al anashim ke'elu ani omer, madua yechzer lehem li'mud ha'seder ha'kadosh hazeh l'gamrei. Why do we, whenever we come to a Gemara about Kachem Etaris, do we say, oi, right? And we do a krechs, and we say, where's some halacha lemaisa? This is halacha lemaisa, says the Chafetz Chaim. And it's beautiful, we just have to appreciate it and delve into it and make sure we have it clear. The more clear something is in our brain, the more we go over certain halachas, the more we repeat. Maybe I just thought of, maybe that's why there's a principle that we're going to learn in Kachem called Shana HaKasav La'akev. If a pasuk repeats something in Kachim, in other places in the halacha, if something is repeated, we're like, okay, why is this extra? In Kachim, the rule is Shana Kasav Akev. If it's repeated to teach us that it's Ma'akev. It's even B'di'evit. It's not just Halachat, it's even B'di'evit. Shana Kasav Akev. So maybe that's why. We have to repeat Kachim, it's Ma'ak to be Ma'akev. It's Ma'akev us. We have to repeat it over and over again. We have to be Ma'akev it. Va'akavel Hashem. Ends the Chafetz Chaim. Shekasher yikru ha-ma'amorim shekibadzti b'kuntras hazeh. If you read these ma'amorim, he says, he knows you can't just start zvachim, but maybe we should all. It's 12 chapters. It'll take us an hour to read the whole thing. Beautiful. This is the Agadata and Chazals, right? All about our karbanos. He says, if you read this, then hopefully yimsu rabim bekiyim bo v'ukiyim bohen mashomer akasiv im torasi b'libam v'yisvach Hashem b'maisav. Every parak here is about a different aspect. How do you know it saves, learning karbanos saves a person from all the kitrugim? How do you know learning the seder, is, mashlim yoramach mitzvah sasei? Everyone, he quotes all the Chazal. Yivuah hakasav zikra Torah Moshe Avdi chukim u'mishpatim zrizus lahasik kol chalkei Torah. Every parak here is you'll do one a night for 2 weeks. Again, this is the Maamar Torah or printed in the front of Asivas Kanim. That is the Hakdama. Okay, so let's start this. The Masechta Zvachim, which is really in a sense a mafteach. Definitely a beginning, but a mafteach for the entire seder. A lot of almost all the yesodos of kadshim are brought here in these 14 prakim of Meseches Zvachim. The first couple of prakim are all about kavanas that we're supposed to have when it comes to karbanas. I saw one of the Bali Musar, I don't remember who it was, who said that, you know, the end of what's the connection? Can you come up with a connection with the end of the previous seder Harios? That's assuming that Idios and Avos are before Harios. Harios is really less. But Harios and Tzvachim, the end of Harios, we learned about Mitosha, Loma Yilman Adam, Shalolishma, 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 Balishma. Or Yasek Batarva Mitzvah, Shalolishma. So it's all Shalolishma. So maybe this part starts to teach me that even though Shalolishma is great in all other areas of Halacha, and Mitosha, Shalolishma, Balishma, by Karbanis it's not so. By Karbanis there's got to be Lishma. From start to finish, so maybe that's the connection to what we're about to talk about, the importance of Kavanas of Lishma. So the first couple of prakim were all about Lishma. The fifth parak is the parak about the Maisa of the Kavanas. That's Ezel Makoman. Ezel Makoman is the fifth parak. It is on Daf Mem Zayin. That's the second stage. The first part of Zvachim is the first 46 Vlat. That's the first four prakim all about Kavanas, mostly about Kavanas. We get a lot into Pigol and other topics. The fifth parak is Ezel Makoman, which is all about how you actually do the karbanas. And then we later on, each of the next prakim are all about details of karbanas. What happens if karbanas get mixed up? That's Perek Taroves, which is a lot of Yoredeya and Yonim come up. What happens if karbanas that were puzzled go up on the Mizbeach by mistake? What happens? That's called Mizbeach Kalaroilo. That's the ninth parak. Tenth parak is Kalatadir. As I mentioned yesterday, that was a segue and all the rules about any carbon that's more Makudish than their friend. It's basically, there's different details. Every parak is a very organized Mesechta. Very organized. So it's an organized Seder. The second Mesechta is Menachas. It's a lot of parallels. First Mishnah is the same as Zvachim, but this parak is of this Masechta is about Zvachim, which are animal karbanas, and the next Masechta is about flower karbanas, same details. Again, then at the end it talks about who makes karbanas tame. It's the 12th parak Tzvul Yom, and the last parak is all about Bamos, and all the different historical Bamos. That is all in the last parak. But again, it's a very organized, very straight, and we just got to get through it. Okay, so let's get to Zvachim Daf Beis. But really, not really Daf Beis, because the Masechta could have started on Daf Mem Vav, because that is the Mishnah that lays down all the Kavanas. If you look for a minute, if you have in your volume there, you have Mem Vav there? Mem Vav and Mem Beis, the last Mishnah, actually, in this first section. So you want to say, why is it the last? It should be the first. But this is the Mishnah that we should start with. The Mishnah says, Mem Vav and Mem Beis, L'shem Shishas Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach. Seven kavanas one should have when you shecht the karban. L'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbach. What six things? L'shem zevach. L'shem the right karban. L'shem, we're going to have this mishnah on Amud Beis. It's going to be quoted today. L'shem bez Hashem. L'shem zoveach. L'shem, who's the zoveach? The shechter? But that's the owner. We'll have to talk about why he's called the zoveach. L'shem Hashem. L'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that it should be carbon for Hashem. L'shem Ishim. L'shem that it should be burned totally on the fire properly. L'shem Reach. L'shem that it should bring a beautiful aroma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem Nichoach. Talk about what exactly that means. Reach Nichoach usually goes together. V'hachatas v'ha'asham l'shem chait. And the karbanas that come on an avera, chatas, which comes on most averas, and asham, which comes on certain averas, a few of them, that's l'shem chait. So those are all the kavanas that one should have when one has one, when a kohen brings a karban. If one does not have one of those kavanas, which are more important than the other ones, so then we will have to see the details. Okay, that's how our Masechta starts in terms of, that's the proper kavanas that one has to have. So now we get into what happens if one did not have those kavanas. So the first kavanah spoken about in the Masechta is the kavanah of not having the right kavanah, thinking about a wrong karban. Kal hazvachim shenizbachu shelo lishman. All karbanas that are animal karbanas, zvachim, are animal karbanas in contrast to menachas, because zevach means shechted. So animals that need to be shechted. So kol zvachim shenizbachu shelo lishman, all animal karbanas that are nizbach, that were shechted, shelo lishman, not lishma, meaning for a different karban. I take an ola and I shecht it l'shem shlamim, or vice versa. Or I have a meiser and I shecht it l'shem chatos, whatever it is. Any carbon that I shecht and I have the wrong carbon in mind, kisherim. The animal is still kosher, which means it could be brought in the mizbeach and all the avodas could be done. Right? You do all the avodas. It's a kosher animal. But, ela, shlo olu l'bayil m'shem chova. It does not fulfill the obligation that the owner had. If the owner has a chiv to bring, he promised to bring a carbon ola, and then the Kohen thought shlamim when he brought the carbon ola, so then the owner has to bring another carbon. The carbon is kosher, but the owner has to bring another carbon. That is, they're all kosher, but shlo olu l'bayilu m'shem chova. Chutz, two exceptions. Chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. The carbon pesach and the carbon chatas. When ha-pesach v'zmano, the carbon pesach in its time, meaning on erev pesach. Well, that's the time of the Karban Pesach. If I shecht the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach l'shem a different Karban, that Karban Pesach is pasul. Why? Why is it only bizmano? Because the Gemara says, Rashi quotes it later on in Dav Zayin, a Karban Pesach on any other day of the year has the status of a Karban Shlamim. Only on Erev Pesach does it get the status of a Karban Pesach. So any other day is a Shlamim, and a Shlamim, if you shecht shlo l'shma, is kosher. Only a Karban Pesach, bizman the Karban Pesach, do we say is a pasul karban. What does bizmano mean? What exactly is bizmano? So this we discussed a couple of weeks ago, I think in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shir, a fascinating machlokes. Later on, the next Mishnah, where the Mishnah discusses, later on in the parak, where is it? Daf Yud, Yunam Abayz, Yud Alfam Abayz. The Mishnah says in Daf Yud Alfam Abayz, when does the Zaman Karban Pesach start? Chatzos, or the morning of Erev Pesach? We know the Shechitas Karban Pesach can only be done from after Chatzos. But maybe, suggests one of the Tanaim, that the Zman in some way starts even in the morning before you could shecht it. And this is an example, could be an example of a chefsa shel karban that comes about before the maisa mitzvah. It could be that the status of lulav starts at the beginning of Sukkot, even though you can't shecht the lulav, until you can't shake the lulav until the next morning. Or the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Paskins, that if you have a shofar of Avodah Zarah, you have to be mevatel, the shofar of Avodah Zarah, before Rosh Hashanah, even though you can't blow the shofar until the morning. So you have times that the chefsa shel mitzvah exists before the maisa hamitzvah with it can be done. We just discussed a couple of days ago, and we discussed Arel in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It could be that the status of Arel starts the night of the 8th, even though you can't do the Maisa Mila until the morning. So, here too. So when the Pesach says a Pesach Bizmano right here, it's not Machlokas, later on, Adaf Yon Aleph, what that means. And the HaChatas B'cholzman, but the Karban Chatas is any time. Meaning, what do you see from our Mishnah? That there's a deep connection between the Chatas and the Pesach respectively, and their owners. The second that a Chatas or a Pesach becomes separated from its owner, meaning, it's going to be a kosher Karban, but it didn't work for the owner, it's pasul. These Karbanas cannot exist without its connection to its owner. That's why Karban Chatas, it's come up in the past, but it's going to come up again. There are five Chataos Mesos. There are five Karbanas Chatas that they must die. A Chatas that its owner died. So you can't be back with the carbon afterwards. Why? Because it lost its connection to the owner. A Chatas, Shenevda V'niskaper Ba'acher. It got lost, you brought a different carbon Chatas, and now you found it. Again, this carbon is no longer connected to the owner, and it's in Advlad Chatas, Tumuras Chatas, any of those all don't have that special connection, and that's why they become pasul. So this is the rule of the Mishnah. One more line, and then we'll talk more. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we will find Rabbi Eliezer Shita in a number of places in Seder Kodshim. This Mishnah said Me'ilo with Rabbi Eliezer Shita, this Bryce's. Rabbi Eliezer has a Shita that's a Yesod. He always puts Acham and Chatas together. He always says, Af ha'asham, ha'pesach bezman, v'chatas v'asham b'chol zman. Rabbi Eliezer always says, not just Chatas has these halachas, unique halachas of ba'al chet, and therefore it has to be connected to the owner who's trying to get a kapara for their sin, but a karban asham too, and a karban asham is only brought for a few averis. Gezelos, Me'ilos, right? The Mishnah, we know the Mishnah in Ezeo Makoman. So it's only brought for certain Averos, but Rabbi Eliezer has a Pasuk, Kachatas Kasham, and we'll see throughout the Seder, Rabbi Eliezer has that Shita of Kachatas Kasham. The question is, what does the Tanakhama hold? Right, Asham, he also agrees that Asham is Baal Chait, but it must be somewhat different than a Chatas. It's different Avoda than a Karban Chatas, different Zrikas than a Karban Chatas. So we'll have to analyze that, Bez Hashem, as we go on. Stop there for a second. Tosas notes, Rashi and Tosas do. Real Rashi and Tosas discuss Masech HaZvachim. Even though there are other Masechas, they were out of the Masorah for some reason. But Baruch Hashem, we have Rashi and Tosas on these Masechas. Tosas knows the Ha'ari. He says, why does the Masechta start with Kol HaZvachim Shenizbachu? Really, this principle of Shelo Lishma, cutting the connection between the karban and the owner while leaving it kosher, that really applies by every one of the avodos, not just shchita. Really, it's all the dalat avodos. Mention it now, first time, the dalat avodos of a behema, shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. Shechting the animal, catching the blood, kabbalah, holacha, walking the blood to the mizbeach, zrika, sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach. Shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika, those are the dalat avodos of behema that we'll have to talk about. Karban mincha has a parallel for avodos, which we'll get to. Instead of shchita, you have kemitza, but those are the dalat avodos. So Tosa says, right on top, don't think that this principle in the Mishnah is meduya, kol hazlachim shenizbachu. It's really every one of the avodos. Avoda kamaisa nakat, v'hu adin kabbalah v'holacha v'zrika. Says Tosa, it really applies to all the avodos. Why did the dafka say nizbachu then? If it applies to all the avodos, so the Netziv and the Meromei Sada, yes, there is Meromei Sada on Kachim, Netziv and the Meromei Sada says, because maybe if it would have said just Zrika, or one of the later avodos, maybe you would have thought that it's kosher, meaning you didn't mess up the karbon, but who says he's supposed to continue? Who says he's supposed to continue the avoda? Maybe it's kosher, but it's still all of the Bible Moshe Chova, therefore you stop. That's why it says even the first one. It says, Hukravu, to teach me, Lechadchila, you can still continue you should continue the avoda. Because it's a kosher carbon, even just after the first avoda, still, it is what you have to do. That is the first part of Tosfos. The second point of Tosfos is the third line of Tosfos, where Tosfos talks about a different wrong kavana. Our Mishnah talks about shalol lishma, a different carbon. Says Tosus, what about if you think about a different owner? Reuven brings me a carbon, and I think l'shem Shimon. Right, again, the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav that we started off with. That's the proper kavana. So there it says l'shem zoveach, l'shem the owner. Says Tosfos, shinu, it's called shinui bailam. This is called shini hashem. In Gemara, the changing the carbon, shalol l'shma, is also called shini hashem. But changing the owner is called shinui bailam. Tosfos says shini bailam is only by zrika. That's Tosfos' chiddush. We'll have to talk about that by the Shem when we get to it later on. If the Avdala comes up, but Shini Bailam is only by Zrika. Kagon, Shochet, O Makabal, Amolach, Karban, Ruven, Amanach, Lizrog, Dama, L'shem, Shimon. Says Tosfos, for some reason, Shini Hashem is only in the Zrika Avoda. Who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam says Shini Bailam and Shini Hashem. They're all in all Dalad Avodos. Again, that's the Lamdish Machlokas, which we will have to talk about. Good. Two other points. Again, there's a lot of action on these first few lines of the Mishnah. And that is, when it's the carb, the Kohen does this, when the Kohen has these improper thoughts, is it just a thought? The Kohen has to, if he thinks this way, so then he's going to pass the carbon. What if he, does he have to say anything? Or what is it just that he thinks this way? So this is a major machlokas. We've shown him again. Rashi later on Daf Mem Aleph says explicitly, Tosfos, people know this machlokas because of Hamafkid. That's what this machlokas is, not because, hopefully people know it from Karbanis Kachim now, but it's the last Amud in Hamafkid. Let's have an Hamafkid talks about Shlichus Yad. If I decide to use an item that I'm supposed to watch, so chashav l'shloach bo yad. So am I already considered a gazlan? So the machlokas b'shamay b'silol there talks about that machlokas. But the Mishnah says chosh chashav. So is that literal chashav? Says Tosfos there b'metzia mem gimel hach machshava have dibor. Chashav l'shloach bo yad means dibor. Nothing else. You think it? That's not good enough. It's dafka dibor. V'chein machshev is pigol. Says Tosfos. Pigol, as we'll talk a lot about, is only pigol. The Kohen can only be mefagel a carbon if he says something. You have to have dibor. If you just have machshev, it's not good enough. Says Tosfos. That's shlichus machshev b'shlichus yad. That's pigol, and that is. You look also in Gittin, also elsewhere, that's Tosfos. So this is a major machlokas. Tosfos in a few places says it's you need dibur. But if you look in the Rambam, doesn't mention a word. And the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam assume that the Rambam thinks it's literal machshava. It's a pure machshava. Or the Chinuch and Kuf Mem Dalet also says machshava. This is a major machlokas. When we talk about machshavas postlos of the carbon, is that just dibur or is that... does that require dibur, or is that just machshava? The Brisker Rav suggests, there's a griz on Zvachim, so the griz says right here on this daf, that maybe there's a difference between the lishma, having proper kavana lishma, that could even be machshava. But, shelo lishma, to pasul a karban actively, that requires dibur. See, the machalik between the positive and the negative. So that is one issue. Again, it's going to come up, and it comes up in many places. What about lishma by... Ksiva Saget. Does the Sofer have to say something? What about Lishma by writing Ksiva Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzas? Does the Sofer have to say anything? There's a minhag. Tosfos in Menachas Daf Lamed quotes that there's a minhag for the Sofer to say the word before he writes it based on the Chazal that Moshe said the word after Hashem dictated it to him. So Moshe Omer Vekosef. So that's the mucker for Sofer to say. But if that's a minhag, is there Me'ikra Din to be considered Lishma? So that's a question. What about Ibud Ha'or? The Shulchan Aruch talks about in Yerodea. Being Ma'abed, getting the cloth ready. So does that need Lishma? Does that have to be anything said? Right? We all say L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis when we tie our tzitzis. Right? So that's we're saying something. Right? Is that just a L'chachila? Is that Me'ikra Din? But this is the big discussion in the Mefarshim. One final point and then we'll continue the Mishnah. Again, the first, we have to lay a lot of groundwork on Dav Beis of Mizvachim and also in Mizvachim generally. So that's what we've been talking about, a lot of Yisodos in the entire Masechta right now. But one other important point. The Mishnah Lamelech discusses, in this Mishnah, is the Kohen chayiv to pay back the owner? Right, the Kohen messed up. The Kohen thought about a different carbon. So is he chayiv to pay back the owner? So elsewhere we have a Mishnah in Gittin that says if a coin is mefagel a karbon, he's chayiv. Pigel is a different type of psul. We'll get to it. Pigel means I think that I'm going to do the zrika or during shchita, let's say, I think I'm going to do the zrika or eat the karbon after its proper time. that automatically labels the carbon as pigel. If I eat a piece of pigel, I'm chayav karis. So that's pigel. That's also a machsheves psol. So the Mishnah says in Gittin, the Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Chovel Mazik in Perek Zayin, Hakonim shepaglu as azevach b'mezid chayav l'shalim b'shogeg p'turin. Right, b'mezid chayav, because even though it might be hezek sheno nikar, you're still chayav b'mezid. So that is regarding the pigel. Ask the Mishnah Malach there, Velo yadati my Aryeh shepiglu, Tehainu machshava shechus lezmanu, Afilu machshava shalol l'shma. What about the Mishnah in Zvachim Dav Beis? Ta carbon kosher, Afilu hachi chayavin, Kivan tekaimu l'shlo olo v'ayin l'shem chova. I think the Kohen should be chayav to pay back here too, because the guy has to bring a new carbon anyway. V'chitem, and if you want to say, when do you say that there's only a time when he has to pay it back? Only if you passel the carbon. Why should that be? Why should that be? So he says, "V'yafshar d'dafka pigel sha'karban nifsal chayav l'shalim af b'nedava af b'machshava shalol l'shmo sha'karban kosher inu chayav l'shalim." Why? Because l'maisa, you write it in, fulfill the owner's chiyuv, but he brought a present to Hashem. Okay, he brought a doron. Doron is a present to Hashem, right? So we're gonna have that lashon later on in this parak. So he says, maybe that's why, because the Bailam did get something out of it. But he does not like that answer. Adayanani Tamiya, he says, okay, forget that. What about, I'll give you another case. We know real pigol is shalo bismano. Right, if I think that I'm going to eat or do the zrikas hakarban, shalo bismano. There's another type of soul that's very close to pigol. In the halacha, it's really called pasul. Sometimes people call it pigol too, but it's not really pigol. That's a machshava shalo bimkomo. If I think I'm going to do the zrika or eat the carbon shalo bimkomo, I'm going to do the zrika on the wrong, off the mizbeach. I'm going to eat the carbon in the wrong place. So that's a machshava shalo bimkomo. That also pasuls the carbon. It's not called pigol, but says the Mishnah Melech. If you want to say it has to do with the pasuling the carbon, so, and it's all only, and if it's a, if you have, it counts for the owner for something, you're not chayev. So what about the case of shalo bimkomo? The Rambam doesn't mention that case either. So he just leaves it at Sarachian. He says, I think maybe all of these should have the chiyuv that a Kohen should have to pay. There's a discussion of a Rashi in Babakama Dachay. The Gemara says pigol, the Rashi says it means shalol l'shma. So he discusses that, but we'll leave that for now. Okay? So this is all yesodos that we have to know. Vaiters. So we continue the Mishnah. Yosi ben Choni. Yosi ben Choni Omer. Yosi ben Choni, we're going to have various shitos that are permutations of the first yisod. Hanishchatim l'shem pasach l'shem chatas psulin. Yosi Mechoni has a big chiddush. Not only the Tanak, like what the Tanakhama said, that chatas and pasach had a special din, that if they're shecht l'shelo l'shma, they're pasul. If you shecht other karbanos with chatas and pesach in mind, meaning I have a shlamim and I shecht it l'shem chatas or l'shem pasach, that also is pasul. It's not only if you shecht a chatas or a pesach shelo l'shma, if you shecht any other karban, l'shem these karbanis. Something adheres in the karban from my machshava, labeling it a chatas or pesach somehow, and pasul the karban. It's learned that from Sukkim, but that's Yosi Mechoni Shita. Next, Shimon Achi Azaria Omer. Shimon, the brother of Azaria, says, we'll get to why he's called that in a minute, shachtan l'shem gavoa mehen ksherin. Shimon says, if you shecht them for a higher level of karban in terms of kedusha, then it's kosher. If you shecht katshe kalim, l'shem katshe katshim. If you shecht a lower level katshe kalim for a higher level katshe kalim, then that karban is called kosher. L'shem namuch mehen psulin. But if you shecht it l'shem a lower karban, they're pasul. Kesad, meaning what? Katshe katshim sheshachton l'shem katshim kalim psulin. Katshe kalim l'shem katshe katshim ksherin. We'll get to all the details. Chatas and Asham are Kachay Kachim, and Shlamim, and all of the types of Shlamims, Toda, Meiser, Pesach, they're all Kachay Kalim. Karben Mincha are all Kachay Kachim. So we'll get to that. Kachay Kalim, Kachay Kachim, as long as you go up, it's kosher. If you go down, it's Pasul. Another example, HaBachar VaHaMeiser, the Karben Bachar and Meiser, every tenth, we discussed yesterday, Sheshachton L'Shem Shlamim, all of those L'Shem Shlamim, Ksherim. That's kosher, because even though both of those are Kachay Kalim, Shlamim has a higher Kedusha. Why does Shlamim have a higher Kedusha? Rashi quotes the Gemara later on. If you look at Rashi, last Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi says, because the Shlamim requires Tu'un and Matan Arba, Shlamim requires sprinkling on all four corners, smicha unisachim v'truvet chad v'shal, could be all four corners, shtayim shein arba, but it's on all four corners, smicha, you have to lean on the carbon, nisachim, you have to bring wine libations with it, tnufas chad v'shal, you have to wave part of it, so that reflects a higher level of kedusha. So b'char v'maisa sheshef l'shem shlam k'sherim, shlam sheshef l'shem b'char l'shem maisa p'sulin, shlam in the opposite order, lower down, is pasul. Okay, that is the Mishnah. One final point, and that is, why is Shimon Achi Azariah, why is he called that? So Rashi quotes that Azariah support was that there was a Yisachar Zvulun relationship here. Azariah supported his brother Shimon. Azariah, Rashi says, Asak bik prakmatia, v'sipek sarchi Shimon Achiv. He was also in prakmatia, in business, and therefore, because, I'm sorry, Yoredeya, can you bring a Yoredeya? The end of Yoredeya, Ramon, Reish Ben Vav. Reish Ben Vav, sorry. Shimon Achiz, and one more, I'm sorry, and Ebenezer Kufyud Zion, end of Ebenezer. He was called Shimon Achi Azariah because his brother supported him. Whenever we quote this, we like to quote Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parsha Zos HaBracha, where Rabbi Yaakov points out, the pasuk there says, Luzvulun Amar Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecha V'Yisachar Ba'olecha. And Rashi there quotes the Shutfis between Yisachar and Zvulun. And Rabbi Yaakov says, wow, Zvulun's even first in the pasuk. Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecha V'Yisachar Ba'olecha. He's doing first? How could he be first? Im Kain, and it says that they're going to be sitting together in Shamayim. How can they be sitting together in Shamayim? Fine, they'll get great schar. But if somebody didn't sit and learn all his life, and somebody else was osek lishma in business supporting their friend all their life, tzorach levar heich be'emes tielo yediyazu. How could he have that Yediyas HaTorah to be able to go to the Shir on Maseches Vachim in Shamayim? How could he have that if he didn't learn Maseches Vachim? Halo lamaisa ulo lamad kol yamav. Even if you want to say that you teach him all the entire Torah when he gets to Yeshiva Shamala, but no, you have to be koneged in this world. So says Rabbi Yaakov, no. We know the Gemara Masechet Nida tells us that the baby learns Kol HaTorah Kula in utero. So, and then he forgets it on the way out. So, Bir Ha'inyan, the Be'emes, he says Rabbi Yaakov, what does that mean? Really, Be'emes, Ha'efshal L'chol Adam L'omad HaTorah Kula B'olam HaVi'Yagia. Hashem could give everybody a present of all of Torah, without any Amal V'Yagia. But, a person has to work hard. So Hashem says, no, you gotta work hard, and then I'll give you Torah back to you. I'll give you Torah back to you that you got from the Malach. So says Rabbi Yaakov, if somebody works hard, L'shem, a good Kavana, that he was Yotzei the Amelus. He learned the entire Torah in utero. Now he's Yotzei the Amelus. Hashem's going to give it back to him. Usually the Amelus is in Torah, and therefore it comes back like that. But im Kain, Ksholi Shiva Shamawa, Choseras HaTorah Shalom Abimei Ubaru V'Nasa Shalo. And therefore, that's how Yisachar and Zvulun could be on the same level, even though he did not spend all of his life learning. And this is quoted in many, many different sources. The Ramah quotes in Reish Mem Vav this idea. Let me just find it. And Reish Mem Vav, can't find it quickly. Says the Ramah in the first halach in Hilchas Tamatar in Reish Mem Vav. Umishi ef shalom lomod lepnei she'eni yodei klal lomod. If somebody has difficulty, everybody has to learn something. But if somebody can't learn as much as they would like, oh mepnei hatir doshiyesh lo yaspik lachir malomdim. So should also support others learning. Haga v'techashiv lo ki'ilu lome ba'atzmo. To be considered as if you learned yourself. Again, chas v'shalom, this is a p'tur for anybody not to be kavati itim la Torah. Right? But it says in a certain sense. V'yachal adam lahasnos im chavero. A person can make a t'nai. This is quoting a Rabbeinu Yerucham. Shehu yasok b'Torah, v'hu yamsi lo parnasa, v'yach lo kimo b'schar. There are yisachar zvulin partnerships that the Ramah says could be used. If you already learned, you can't sell what you learned already this year. Right? That's what somebody once asked me a couple of last year or sometime. They want to do a siyum, right? They were about to sign up for a yard site. So he said, well, I just finished a certain mesechta. Can I use that for the ilu nishmas of this? So I said, no. Right? It was already done. So, but he said, I have to do it for two niftarim. Okay, that I think you could do. You could double dip with how many. I just think l'shem, you know, both neshamas. But you can't use past tense. Okay, that's a Ramah. That's related to Shimon Achi Azariah. Fine. Says the Gemara. Lama lulu misti ela shalo alu listni velo alu labayin lo shem chova. Why does it say the word ela shalo? Rashi explains, much more concise. Just say velo alu. If the Gemara says in Psachim, La'olam yishana adam letamida b'lashin kitzara, always use the shortest phrase. So what is this extra? Ela shalo. It's kind of wordy. So hakamash malan. No, it's coming to emphasize ela, but this is a problem. Meaning me'ikar adin is not a problem. What does that mean? Hakamash malan labaylam hudelo alul l'shem chova. It didn't work for the owner. Aval biktu shasayu kaimi. But the carbon is still fully kadosh va'asur l'shenuye bahu. And you can't be mishane. You can't be mishane the rest of the avoda, as Tosfos said earlier. Ukid Rava, like Rava said, Dama Rava. Ola shashachta l'shlo l'shma, Ola shachta l'shlo l'shma, Asa l'zorg dama shlo l'shma. You can't be zorg et dam shlo l'shma. Keep in mind, whatever carbon it really is, that's the avoda that's done to it. If I think Ola l'shem shlamim, I gotta sacrifice it as an Ola, not a shlamim. Right? It's still an Ola. But, at least according to the Tanakhama. So here too, Rava says, just because you messed up in the first part of the avoda, shalo l'shma, you cannot change the rest of the avoda. Asa l'zorg dama shlo l'shma. Ibayasema, or a different answer. Ibayasema, svara, ibayasema, kra. Either this is a svara or a pasuk that teaches me that if you had a machshava shalol l'shma earlier in the avoda, then the rest of the avoda has to be done properly. Remember, shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. Anytime earlier in the process, you have to continue the process properly. Ibayasema, svara. What's the svara? Mishum deshani ba kohani, lishni ba velezo. Because you changed at the beginning. What, you're going to continue messing up? The Gemara has this rhetorical line in another place. You look in brachas, daf nun aleph, the Gemara says, if you started eating, and then you didn't make a bracha, do you make a bracha now? Different gersos, did you finish eating, are you still eating? So the Gemara there says, if you ate garlic and your breath stinks, should you eat more garlic? Right, if you did something wrong, so get out of it. So here too, if you did something, so just keep going, get back on what you're supposed to be doing. That's the svara. Or it's a pasuk. Motzas v'asecha tishmar v'asisa. Kashan adarta l'Hashem alkecha nadava. Pasuk in Kiseitse, where the pasuk says, you have to fulfill your promises. But if you see in the pasuk, there are two different words used. It says kashan adarta, and then it says l'Hashem alkecha nadava. So as we know, neder and nadava are two different concepts. The Gemara talks about this in the first daf in Nedarim, the only place where it says chefsa gavra in Shas. Right, the difference between Shvua and Neder, but what's the difference between Neder and Nedava? A Neder is focused on me. Oh, I promise to give an animal, and therefore, if something happens to the animal that I was planning to give, I have to give another animal because it's focused on me. Hare alai. But Nedava is focused on the animal. Hare zeh. This animal I promise to bring. So if something happens to it, what could I do? What could I do? I'm not going to bring another one. So why does it use two different words in the pasuk? Hi Nedava. Nederhu. What do you mean nedav? It's a neder. So the answer is Ella. Im kamashina darta asisa yehe neder. If it's what you promised you did properly, if everything was done properly, yehe neder, it should be a neder. And it fulfills your neder. Vimlo, and if not, nedava yehe. And it should be a nedava. Or nedava mishai lishnu yebel. And once it's a nedava, are you allowed to be mishane, the avod of a nedava? So therefore, that's the svara. It switches from a neder, which fulfills a chiv of yours, to a nedava, but still, that shouldn't be any reason for you to be able to change the rest of the avoda. Period. Stop there for a second. The Gemara used the Lashon a couple of lines ago of Asur L'Shanuye Behu. So we've been discussing from the Mishnah Melech that a Kohen might have to pay. But what's the Avera? What's the Isser? What's the Isser that the Kohen is doing here? So you might say it's the Isser of Mazik. Isser of Hezek. What's the Isser of Hezek? That's also, whenever you learn Baba Kama, that's the first issue you discuss. First Kilos Yaakov in Baba Kama. What doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Lo Tazik. It says Lo Tignov, Lo Tigzo, Lo Tirzach, Lo Tachbo. Right? It says, it says all of those. It says Pen Yosef. That's really the source for Chavala by Malkus. But it doesn't say Lotazik. So what's the source? Okay, many different sources. The Rishonim and the Achronim discuss. So maybe it's included in that. But Rashi and the Rambam both give a different source. Rashi says it is, if you look on the fourth skinny line right here, on my base. Fourth skinny line, Rashi says, Asr, quoting the later Perek, Asr l'chashiv b'kachim, v'yolef mikra d'lo yechashiv. Pigul hu lo yechashev. It shouldn't be thought like this. So we learn out from there that it is usher. The Rambam quotes the same pasuk. The Rambam Hilchos Psulim Mekdashim in the 18th parak. Kol machashiv machshava she'ena nechona bekadshim hari ze over belosase. It's an iser daraisa. Shahari hu omer lo yechashev. Mipi hashmu alamdu shebechlal din ze shelo yafsid hakadshim b'machshava. You can't be mafsid kachim. Shaharei, and this is the Rambam's dimyon, Shaharei zed dome lamatil mum b'kachim. Says the Rambam, being having a machshava nechona is like being matil mum. So the Achronim discussed, does that mean, so he's only saying the Isser is when you possible carbon? Is shalol l'shma, is that being matil mum? It's still a kosher carbon. Just doesn't ola l'bayin l'shem chova. So it's unclear. So how is it doma l'matil mum b'kachim, b'yafal pikin in aloka she'ein ha-machshava maisa. That's the Rambam. That's why the Mishnah Melech assumes that it's just machshava, no dibur here. Again, that is the Rashi and the Rambam that quote that. It's a specific source by karbanos that you have for a machshava eina nechona. Third line, weiter. Amalei Ravina l'Rav Papa. Ravina said to Rav Papa, lohavis gaban ba'urta. You weren't here last night. B'tchuma becharmach, in the tchum Shabbos of becharmach. Rami Rava Mili Malyasa Ahadadi Vishani Luhu. Because you should have heard it. Rava gave an unbelievable shiur. He asked things on each other and then he answered them. You missed it. You missed it, he said to Rav Papa. So my Mili Malyasa, he says, okay, tell me. You take good notes? Right? It wasn't online. Right? So says the Gemara, what did he say? Tznan. The first Mishnah is Vachem says, call Zachem Jesus Lishman. And he said, "V'chud nizma shalashman v'chulu ar mishnah taima de shalolishman." The only reason that it's a problem here is because he had a machshava shalolishma hastama. What if the kohen wasn't thinking anything? He was just daydreaming, but doing the avoda properly. Alu nami lebayim l'mashem chova. So only problem is shalolishma, but stama. L'chora, you learn from the Mishnah, would be okay. It would work for the Bailam. Alma, what do you see from our Mishnah? Stama nami kilishman dami. Stama lishma. That's what you see from our Mishnah. Because the only problem is we have a bad kavana. But if you have neutral kavana, stam, nothing. So that would be good enough. But viraminhi, but stama lishma, that's only here in Zvachim. But what about the following? Kol aget shenechtav shalol l'shem isha, pasul, the Mishnah says in Gittin, that any get that's nechtav shalol l'shem isha. It wasn't written for this specific woman, right? It was written shalol l'shma. It was written for a different woman. And that woman decided not to get divorced. So you're going to give it to a different woman who has the same name, pasul. V'stamanami pasul. Let me know, by Gittin, stam is also pasul. It has to be written dafka l'shem, the specific woman. Question mark. So, right, what does this question highlight, by the way? Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. He's asking from Zvachim and Gittin, Mayanyan Shemitah. What is going on here? The answer is no. Concepts, crossover, transition. Stama Lishma, Slow Lishma. That transitions. So, why in Zvachim do we see Stama Lishma? And by Gittin we say Stama Shalol Lishma. Vishani, and we answer Zvach. Big difference. Zvachim Bistam Lishman Omdin. A carbon is easier to get to lishma, because what else is a carbon used for? Stama is lishma. It's stam lishma omdin. Isha bistama lav legerishin omedes. A woman bistama is lav legerishin omedes, and therefore, that's the difference between gerishin and zvachim. Tosfos here discusses a very important line in Tosfos, lamaisa, stam isha, hopefully it won't be lamaisa, but in terms of a lamaisa halacha, stam isha lav legerishin omedes, viafilu zinsa tachas baila, Tosfos says. Even after a woman is mezana, mikol makom lav lehiskarish beget ze omedes. Who says this get? Look at the next line. Vegamim lo yirtze habal lo yigarshena. Ela shalot tishamshenu. Tosfos holds, and this is a Rashba also, if a woman is mizana, there is no, a man is not allowed to live with his wife after she's mizana baratzon, but he has no chiyuv to divorce her. There's got to be precautions that he never lives with her. It's probably not a good idea. Why not? The Rashba adds in a line, but in a tshuva, aleph tuf tuf mem, because he's so disgusted by her, there's no chash that anything's going to happen. That's what the Rashi writes in the Shuvah, Tuf Tuf Mem, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, quoted in Eben Ezer. I'm not going to read it now to save time, but Eben Ezer, the Ramah, quotes this in Kuf Yud Zayin Aleph, that there might not be a chiyuv. The Rambam seems to say otherwise. The Rambam seems to say that you have a chiyuv. Bezin will be kofa, the man, to divorce his wife in this case. But that is a very important line in Tosfos. Then Tosfos towards the end talks about brismila is stama lishma by brismila also, and Tosfos says you can be mechalek between get and mila. That's a continuation of Tosfos, but we will continue now. Let me just remind me, we'll continue, but remind me to say something from Rabbi Chanan on this, but first we'll continue. Bizvachim bistamak sheber minalon. So our Mishnah says stama lishma, right? So what's the exact diuk? By carbonos that stumble lishma. Ilema meha that's not, is it from our Mishnah that says, call us vachem, shizbechu shalol lishman v'chulu, v'lok tani, shalol nizbechu lishman. It doesn't, it says nizbechu shalol lishman. It doesn't say shalol nizbechu lishman. which would have also included, as long as it doesn't have any, even stam. So, is that the diuk? But gabi get nami, by get also, it's the same thing. Oktani, kola get shenechtav shelo l'shem isha pasol. Velo ktani, shelo nechtav l'shem isha pasol. So there shouldn't be a difference then between gittin and zvachim. That can't be a real source. Because it also, we know from elsewhere that stama lav lishma when it comes to gittin. Right, correct. Elameha, maybe you know from the following. It's on the Mishnah later on in the parak. Ketsa lishman v'shalol lishman. The Mishnah talks about later, what if you have in the same karban, the Kohen has dual kavanas. The Kohen's doing shchita, and the first half of shchita, he thinks about carbon A and then carbon B. One good, one not. So, Ketzel, Lishram, Shalol, Lishman, Lishem Pesach, Lishem Shlomim. He thinks Lishem Pesach, Lishem Shlomim. Taima, Dharma, Lishem Pesach, Lishem Shlomim. The problem is because he thought about two carbonas positively. Ha, Lishem Pesach, Vistama, Kosher. But Lishem Pesach and Stam would be kosher. Amba, Stamak, Lishman, Dami. It's only because he thought of a wrong carbon. The Mar says, no. Dil Mashami Hasa, maybe there is different. Why? Because he started off well. Maybe there stama lishma could be okay because he had a good beginning, so that's why it could continue into the lishma. But if you didn't have a good beginning, maybe not. So let me seifa. Maybe you learned from the seifa of that mishnah the opposite order. Shalol lishma v'lishman. You thought about the wrong kavana first. L'shem shlamim l'shem pesach. Time adam l'shem shlamim l'shem pesach. Hastama l'shem pesach kasher. So maybe there from there, because it's stam and then a good kavana, you see, it's also would be okay. So Gemara says again, no, dama shani hasam, dama yochiach sofa atchilaso. The opposite. You might say, as long as you had a good kavana at the end, that's also good enough. Inami, or don't be like anything from the seifa. I did the tana lishman, v'shalol lishman, tana nami l'shalol lishman v'lishman. Maybe you just wanted to be parallel, give the opposite case, but really, you shouldn't be medayik anything. So, try number three. Ella, third mishnah. Meha, from the following Mishnah. This is the Mishnah that we started off with. Okay, could do research. Why the Masechta didn't start off with this Mishnah. Ela Meha. L'shem Shisha Dvar Mazavach Mizbach. The six proper kavanas you're supposed to have. L'shem Zavach, you're supposed to think about the proper carbon. L'shem Zoveach, the owner. Zoveach means the Shechter. Should the owner Shecht it? That is a big discussion. I hope, Beis Hashem, if we the first Tuesday night shiur next week, if everything's okay, that's Beis Hashem, maybe we'll talk about that. The first Tuesday night shiur about shechita. Shechita is kshera bizarre, as we'll see later in the parak. Is there a lachachila for the owner to do it? Is there a lachachila for the kohen to do it? That is a huge, huge discussion. But here is one of the sources, because it's l'shem owner, and he's called the zoveach. L'shem Hashem, l'shem ishim, that it should be burned on the fire. It shouldn't be burned before him. L'shem reach, l'shem nichoach. We'll have to talk about each of these. And the Chazad Asham l'shem the chait. Amar Rabbi Yosi there continues. Af mishalolah yabalibo l'shem achaz b'kolelu. Even if you didn't think positively about any of these kosher, shetanai bezdin hu. Because it's a conditional bezdin, as long as there's no wrong kavana, it works. Asnu bezdin d'lolema l'shmo. Dilma asi l'lema shalol l'shmo. Bezdin said, don't say. Right? Maybe this connects to that machlokas earlier. Don't say anything, because you might just mess up. Just do it stum. That's what Bezdin said to do. V'isakatayach stum apostle kaimi Bezdin umasti milsa demifsobei. And if we say stum is apostle, would Bezdin get up and make such a rule that goes against the whole svara? So that's the maskana. That's the accepted source. How you know stum alishma when it comes to karbanis? And now what the Gemara is about to do is v'gabi get the stum apostle minolam. Right, David's question before, and that is, so how do you know get stum is apostle? What's the diuk there? So that's what we're going to have for the next 15 lines. The Gemara quotes five different cases from Gittin until the two dots to figuring out stama lishma and stama shalol lishma. Just to finish off with the Rabbi Chanan writes this principle of stama lishma or shalol lishma. So what do we say about kavanah? Stama lishma. 1 minute. Don't we paskin mitzvah srichas kavanah? Mitzvah srichas kavanah. We paskin by the Radvaz quoting the Magen Avraham in Simin Samach in Shulchan Aruch. Radvaz paskins by Daraisas, we paskin Srichas Kavana, by Darabanans, ain't Srichas Kavana. So if you paskin ain't Srichas Kavana, so it didn't happen without proper Kavana. So therefore, how can you say Stamal Lishma by Zvachim? So says Rabbi Chanan in Psachim, Os Kuf Ayin Aleph, there's a big difference between these two ideas of Stamal Lishma and Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Lishma is not about the person. L'shma is ein adin ala adam sheyechavein ela sheyehei hadavar miyuchad l'shem kach. Whatever you're talking about, it has to be connected to whatever you're doing. V'heichashu miyuchad me'elav. So therefore, if me'elav by itself, it's automatically connected to whatever it has to be connected to a person, to a chet, to whatever, ein tzorach kavanas adam klal, kamo bekachim, stamo lishman, because the carbon is memela connected to the person. V'din yichud hu shiyim yuchal l'shem, for Hashem, v'lo b'shita davar acher. Misa srichas kavanas is about the gavra. Shiyachavin l'shem mitzvah. Ubazen nira de lo mahani lomar stamo l'shem mitzvah kaima. Mikamakam adam lo kivin la mitzvah, la maisa. V'kachim kivin la mitzvah, v'lashir yatsa, as long as you had kavana for a mitzvah. So it's an important, Rabbi Chanan, a difference between stama l'shma in the discussion of mitzvah srichas kavana. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, B'ez Hashem, Sunday, I don't know. We'll have to see what the story is. But I will try. If not, I hope by Monday. But Baruch Hashem, I really did my best to try to get Zvachim Daf Beis up. And we should continue learning for many more days. B'ez Hashem, as we start this new world, the new world, the Kachim world, our life will never be the same after today. We are in the world of Zvachim and Kachim. Baruch Hashem.